This is Brett Jones from Relationship Warrior Podcast, the podcast for entrepreneurs, singles, and couples who want to have it all across all areas of life and know that relationship is the primary area that you have to be magnificent in. Welcome to the podcast. Why do men leave relationships? Relationships don't break down just overnight. Relationships break down over a long period of time when people disconnect from each other, when intimacy is lost, connection is lost, and trust is lost. So men and women are equal, but we're extremely different in terms of how we approach love, how we approach intimacy, and how we approach relationships. And our communication styles are completely different. And most people don't really understand this. When most women communicate to a man, they communicate like they would communicate to another woman. And equally, men, when they communicate with women, communicate like they would communicate to another man. The problem is that we don't hear each other. We're expecting different things in terms of the communication and what we receive in that communication. So for a woman, as an example, it's very easy for her to feel unheard and misunderstood, particularly if he's distracted and not focused on her and not in the right state when he's communicating with her, which is a state of intense focus and presence. This has a physiological effect, but equally for a man, when he's communicating with a woman, his mode of communicating is based on wanting her to be happy all the time. And this is something that's universal across culture, countries, religious beliefs. It doesn't matter. It's built into all men. And that can be certainly overridden by conditioning and things that happen to a man that make him become selfish, self-absorbed, and essentially a prince rather than a king in the relationship. However, overall, men want their female partners to be happy in the relationship. So what they're seeking to do is, in communication, when she comes to him normally, explaining to him the state of the kingdom. So she will come and she will explain to him there's a problem with the kids, a problem with the finances, a problem with her, a problem with work, whatever it may be. And his instinctual way of responding to that is to come up with a solution. And he'll tell her what she needs to do to fix this. Well, that's not why she's coming. Like I said, men and women are very different. She's coming to share the problem. She's coming to share the experience. But what he hears is problem. So he naturally then comes up with a solution because men are solution-focused. Problem orientated, but solution focused. So he will give her his very best solution that he has to that problem, such as you just need to spend less, which of course will go down like a lead balloon. So she's going to feel misunderstood and not heard by her partner. But equally, he's going to feel like I've just given you my best solution and you're now attacking me for it. So he's immediately going to feel attacked. And for men, it's not about feeling misunderstood, because men don't need to be understood. But we need to be valued for our contribution. We need to be valued for what we're putting into the relationship. And women often miss this about men. Men love a thank you. Men love hearing a woman say, oh, thank you so much for that, or thank you so much for providing for us, or thank you so much for working hard. But when he hears what he perceives as a criticism, which in fact from her point of view is her attempting to help by explaining what's going on within the state of the kingdom across kids, work, family, whatever it might be, he now feels completely let down. He, in fact, feels like she's attacking him. And when this process goes on, because both partners don't clearly understand what each other needs, when it goes on over a period of time, he gets to a point where it's just like, nothing I do is keeping this woman happy. And so he immediately starts to feel deflated, certainly not like a king, certainly depressed, and unable to step up as king within the kingdom because his queen is totally unhappy continually now, because nothing he seems to do seems to hit the spot with her. The jokes she used to tell that she would laugh at, she no longer laughs at. And both partners are feeling separate. They're living in the same house, working hard to maintain the family, but they're not connected anymore. And this can go on for years. Generally, somewhere between 7 and 15 years is where relationships break up. And now by this stage, he's feeling like nothing I do is good enough. Nothing I do keeps her happy. She's always miserable. She's constantly complaining. We don't make love, have sex very much anymore. And when we do, it's pretty functional. What the hell am I here for? There's got to be something better than this, is where he gets to. And he feels like he can't win anymore. And women don't get this, but for men, winning in the relationship is when she's happy. Winning in the relationship is when the treasury is full. Winning in the relationship is when we aren't just functionally dealing with the kids, but actually guiding them, leading them, showing them how to become better than we are. That for a man is winning. For a woman, it's not about winning. A woman, it's about togetherness. A woman, it's about creating a home. Women, it's about seeing my children thrive. So the experience for the guy, for the man in the relationship, becomes I'm not winning, she's not happy, I'm not enjoying sex, I'm not connected to her, what the hell am I doing here? And eventually he'll get to the point where he just quits, he gives up. And like I said, that's going to happen somewhere between about 7 and 15 years on average. And he'll hang in there for a while until one day something happens and it's the straw that breaks the camel's back. And then he's like, okay, I need to leave. And I'm out of here. And once he's done, he's done. And equally for women, they can get to that point too. But, you know, that's the subject of a different podcast than what we're doing right now. So if you recognize these signs in your relationship, if you recognize any of this and that's where you're at, reach out now. Don't leave it too late. Because once people get to the point where they're done, it is done. And there's no coming back from that. But I've seen amazing transformations in relationships. You can get to a point where you can be back in love again. You can trust again. You can feel connected again. You can be on the same page again. You can resurrect your relationship to a level of it fills you up with everything that you would want in life. And then, guys, if you're listening to this, you can go out and conquer. You can go out and create that business, or you can go out and create that career, or you can go out and create and win when it comes to your money. But you need to have that strong grounding in your kingdom, in your family, and then you can go and do it. So don't leave until too late. If you're recognizing the signs, if you're feeling any dissatisfaction in the relationship right now, you need to reach out and get the skills that none of us have been given by our families, by our culture, by our church, by our mates. And you need to have them. So as always, if you've enjoyed this podcast, share it with other people that you know need these skills and this advice. Thanks for being here. I really appreciate it. And we'll be back for the next podcast soon. Take care until then.